The rapper Common is feeling the love on his new album.
It's in the grandchild stare up in Papa. Love is love became the mantra, the montage for creation. We need it in relation when two ships pass. One love is the flotation.
But it took a lot of work for Common to get to a place where he could even write an album like this one. It's called Let Love. He does some serious self-examination on this record about the abuse he endured in his past and about his relationships, both with the women he dates and with his family. That process started with a late-night phone call from his daughter.
My phone rang, and I saw it was Amoye, my daughter. I could tell she had been drinking. She was in college, you know. We had a brief conversation, and I told her, look, I have to work in the morning, so I'll talk to you later. So like 3 minutes later, she called me back and just started spewing out a lot of her feelings. Like, you don't even care. You didn't even see if I was okay. You didn't see where I was at.
Wow.
And I was just, you know, defensive because you feel like, man, I've given you love, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I love my daughter. So, but just because my expression of love and intention is to love in that way that I know how and I think it's the best doesn't mean that's how that person is receiving it.
Yeah.
And within that, whether I agree or don't agree, it's still the most important thing is to listen to the person, to hear them.
When she was saying these things to you, I felt like you didn't care about me because you seem so busy, you seem to value other things more than me. Was there a part of you that could recognize at some level that what she was saying was true?
I think that's when you know it hurts, because there is some truth in the fact of, in pursuit of a career, in pursuit of my career, I can speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Many people that I love didn't get some of the time. They didn't get as much time as they may have normally gotten if I was working a different type of job. You know, I just wasn't as available.
She said, it's the things that you didn't do. Not what she did, it hurt her spirit. When she saw me with another woman's kid, peeled back and thought to love her, I gotta listen. Now love in action is the new vision. She said, Dad, let your actions be your loudest speaker. And now my daughter is now my teacher with love.
I want to talk about a different kind of love now, romantic love. You should know that three women were involved in preparing for this interview, myself, my producer, and my editor. And one of our absolute favorite lyrics in this entire album is about a cheating husband.
The clerk said, Mr. Terry, yo, you left your visa. And it was really real good to meet your wife. Her blue hair was fresh, her perfume was nice. Things got ice, ice. He about to feel that spice, spice. She remember going up flight smelling perfume and seeing blue hair in the bathroom. As Terry mumbled, telling his story, she pushed him out the window of the fifth story.
She pushed him out the window of the fifth story. Okay, who is this song about? Or who is it for?
Oh, well.
There's a backstory here.
No, well, no, my imagination, that's the one thing I love about creating and writing. Now, obviously, throughout my life at some point, I've been in a relationship and went outside of that relationship.
You cheated before.
I cheated. I think with Amoye's mom, I really, at that moment, decided to be more honest in my relationships. Therapy has helped.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Is that why you started going to therapy? Was because you wanted to figure out what was going on with your relationships?
Yeah, I found myself repeating the same things in relationships. Some of the things that I was projecting onto the relationships was more about the relationship with me and my mom. Mm. Meaning,
in what way?
Being a single mom with a young man, especially if the father's left early, that can cause, you know, a lot of responsibility onto a child.
Mm-hmm.
When I experience certain things in a relationship that feels like somebody needs me more than I want
to
be needed.
Give.
Yeah, that yes. I'm able to give. I'm like, it triggers things to happen
when
I was a little boy. So that's where therapy has helped me to identify. This is actually something that's from the past that I'm projecting onto this relationship.
And did you grow up thinking about therapy as a good way to figure out life?
No. I grew up thinking therapy was something black people don't do. When you knew somebody was going to a therapist, you looked at them like, man, something is really wrong with you. Not knowing it, it was something wrong with me too.
As a black man, I feel I should be sharing this. In the hood, they say we crazy and we derelicts, but we need it for our kids and our marriages. The old folks say we don't do that, but taking care of self is the new black.
The truth of the matter is, like, we inherit certain trauma just from generation. It's generational. Like, what slavery has been in our lives, or just in the breaking up of families and what the way that's passed down. But then just to experience, like, sometimes what your parents have been through or what they have thought of, the abuse that they may not even know they took on. Mm-hmm. And I bring that up because when I first talked about being molested as a kid, and I eventually had to tell my mother after it had happened within our family before.
Oh, and, really? And but you had no idea?
I had no idea.
Wow.
So how can we heal it if we don't talk about it? If we don't, like, get help?
Certain memories my brain would deny. A tear laid in my eye. I was afraid to reply to the hurt that was calling. It came from the sky, an older play cousin. Of course I trust him, but he was touching where he wasn't supposed to be touching. What's a kid supposed to do when they going through what I was going through? Don't know who to go to. You want to tell somebody.
Do you think that maybe by being so busy all the time for years and years and years, that delayed some of your healing?
Yes, I do believe that. I think that drive is a gift, but it is moments where you just have to be still. I wasn't still a lot to take time to heal. And mind you, when I talk about therapy, I only think that is one tool. I'm a very, like, God-loving spiritual person, and I know people, stray away from God talk, but I'm a believer in God and in the God that exists in all of us, in the Most High God.
You are a guy who has won Grammys, an Oscar, Emmy, right?
Yes.
You're only missing the Tony at this point. I guess I'm curious, how has your definition of success shifted as you're trying to pour yourself and focus more on relationships?
I don't think focusing on relationship has detoured my definition of success. I think the success comes in, like, what do I do for others? And what do I do to create happiness for myself and those around me? Everything that I do that's aligned to that purpose is what makes me feel like I'm successful.
Common. He's out with a new album called Let Love. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. This was such a pleasure.
I appreciate your love and support and your great smile.
Thank you.
New shoes, new clothes. Really, that glow is from your inner soul. You a good DJ.